NerdRotic.com.
Welcome back to the NerdRotic channel. My name is Gary Buechler, and I come to you from NerdRotic.com, and it's a perfect time to remind you that Star Trek Discovery is being sued for plagiarism by our good friend Anas Abdin, creator of the game Tardigrades, which he came up with a couple years prior. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up again is I did promise him I'd remind people about once a month, and we've gotten a lot of new subscribers in the last couple weeks. So, first off, thank you and welcome. And some of you might not know this because it's not been reported anywhere. The only place that reported it that was a big website was Metro. So thank you for doing that. And that was a few months back. The only other people talking about it at all are friends in our YouTube community. And comicbook.com is definitely not going to talk about it for obvious reasons shown here. And I think this is a big story. So I find it very curious that Deadline and Variety haven't reported on this at all. Well, we know the answer, well, at least allegedly, that the CBS Corporation is a big, powerful corporation, and they probably don't want to piss it off, but I don't mind. I plan to release this video prior to the next Short Trek, so please enjoy that, and keep in mind every time you're watching Star Trek Discovery that it might have been stolen, allegedly. Also, I wanted to show some of the similarities, just a couple. You can see them in detail on Anas's blog. We have Yolanda that looks like Mikey Spock. We have the couple that looks like Dr. Hugh Calder and Paul Stamets, and of course, the big blue Tardigrade that travels through time and space. And there is more than that. Check it out on the blog. Anas has recently given an interview with Sci-Fi News, a European website. I'm going to give you some of the highlights just to bring you up to speed. This one's for you, Anas, and this one is also for all the creators out there who have been pushed around by big corporations. We all know Hollywood sometimes uses plagiarism as a pastime, allegedly. So here we go. This is from scifinews.de. It is a European website. This interview has been translated, and some of the words were lost in translation, so I will be filling some stuff in. And of course, I will put a link in the description. I'm going to start this out with Anas's original blog post. I've been approached lately by some of my fans via Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and AGS forums about several similarities between the new series Star Trek Discovery and my point-and-click adventure game Tardigrades. I honestly don't know how to begin this article, so I prepared a few screenshots for both the TV show and the game for comparison. I am doing this to clarify that I haven't stolen ideas from the show at all, since all of my posts from the devlog are dated years before the show. Tardigrades' production announcement was on May 8, 2014. The devlog can be found here. The game is about a civilization that lived on an Earth 20,000 years ago. They are on the verge of intergalactic travel using giant tardigrades to travel anywhere in the universe. The main character, Carter, is a botanist who will discover later in the game that there is a connection between the super tough creature and instantaneous space travel. I've made several promo videos that can be found on my YouTube channel. And he does have a YouTube channel, please subscribe, that show my ideas of space travel using giant tardigrades. And here are some of the similarities. Now we're going to go back to the interview. Anas, please give us some information about you. Where are you from and what are you doing? I am an Egyptian working full-time as an academic researcher. I spend the rest of my day nursing my parents. In my rare free time, I develop point-and-click adventure games. And aside from all this, and yes, we want Star Trek Discovery to go down, but this tugged on my heartstrings. I have taken care of a sick father before he died, so I really know what he's going through, and this is why I back Anas 100%. How did you first learn about the similarities between tardigrades and Star Trek Discovery? That's one of the things that's really got me down when I heard about the show. Some people find it hard to believe that I wrote the story about tardigrades before Star Trek Discovery. I am so glad that I have posted my updates on various websites with dates that cannot be changed later. I did not know anything about the new Star Trek series. I got some news and emails from fans and friends asking if I had seen the show because they immediately remembered me when they saw. I just thought it was because it was about space. But then things got serious and people began to talk about legal claims. In October 2017, you posted an article on your developer blog to uncover the similarities and compare your game with Star Trek Discovery. This is not only in visual terms, but also in story concept. Please tell us about the feedback you got from your community and outsiders when this message reached the bigger news channels. And that's debatable, like how big these news channels were. I think a lot more should have reported, again, calling you out, Deadline and Variety. The first reaction of the people was shock. The amount of similarities is absurd. People began to make videos that dealt with the subject. Hello. Pointed their finger at CBS for plagiarizing the game. Hello. Things got bigger at the time and were taken up by larger websites dealing with pop culture. Did you hope CBS would contact you and just talk to you about the situation? I was hoping that they would talk to me about the situation and that we would find out how it happened. They talked to me, but all they said was they would stop using tardigrades in the future and they would not sue me. Dicks! After RockPaperShotgun.com reported the case, I received an email from the Vice President and Assistant General Counsel of CBS Law. They wanted to schedule a phone call with me. I told them I had to consult with my lawyers. They gave us a short window for the call. The whole call consisted of their offer to no longer use the tardigrades and not sue me. That's it. At this point, Anas has no demands. He just wants to know how this happened and when it happened. An email comes in to schedule another call. He tries to do that, but it never happens. They tell him they're on vacation or something like that. So he's getting totally stonewalled by CBS. At this point, Anas decides to file the suit, and what's in the suit is I accuse them of plagiarism of my intellectual property. The law is clear. Stop the theft, pay the profits to the original owner, and pay damages. Period. End of story. In extreme cases, this could mean that the sale or distribution of much of the first season of Star Trek Discovery would have to be stopped. Anas's answer? Not just parts. Everything. They then go on to ask Anas if there's any room for negotiation, and his answer is a pretty good one. Currently, I want to make sure my rights are protected. Then they ask him, what is the current status of the lawsuit? What additional defendants besides CBS did you name with your lawsuit? CBS Corp, CBS Broadcasting, CBS All Access, CBS Entertainment, and Netflix. The lawsuit has been filed in New York court, and the judge has been assigned. Originally, the lawsuit was CBS Corp, CBS Broadcasting, and Netflix. A lawyer contacted us and asked us to remove CBS Corp and Netflix from the list of defendants. You asked us to change the claim? So we did that. I have expanded the list of defendants and added more similarities. You told me that CBS threatened to sue you. Are you worried that this could happen? Any sane adult can read between the lines. Your offer is a threat. No, I'm not afraid of you. I know what I created, and I know what they did. To stand against a large corporation in court is no easy task. How do you deal with it financially and emotionally? For the financial part, I would like to give no details. For the emotional side, I have nothing to hide and nothing to be afraid of. I have set this out transparently and clearly since day one. I did not hide any details of the game. I did not hide from people when it came to the similarities between the game and the series. I made no excuses and did not postpone phone calls. I wanted to start the dialogue. They did not want that. Who is afraid of who? Sounds like this is very personal to you, and some of the Star Trek fans in forums have taken it very personally and attacked Anas, by the way. What do you want to say to the Star Trek fans who hate on you? I respect your opinion. For me, it's not about personal preferences. It could also have been some other series that stole the ideas from my game, allegedly, but it's Star Trek Discovery. Some Star Trek fans will say it's all about the money, right? Well, I already mentioned that it's very hard for a person like me to find time for game development. I have a full-time job. I care for my dad, who has Parkinson's, along with other end-stage health problems. In addition, my mother also has health problems. Even now, during our conversation, I had to get up several times to administer medication, to bed, to cover up, and to change diapers. One can imagine that it is almost impossible to find time to paint, to animate, or to write a game. What are the next steps in the lawsuit, and what is the best and worst possible outcome for you? You, CBS and others, have to comment on the lawsuit in court soon. There is no best or worst result here. All that matters to me right now is that justice is done. There you have it, everyone. The story of the David Anas Abdin taking on the Goliath, CBS All Access, CBS Corp, Netflix, and the whole Star Trek franchise, and part of Star Trek fandom. He's had to put up with a lot of shit, so the stones on this guy are unbelievable. Plus, it humanizes the story, you know, the hearing about his parents. I've gone through that too, so my heart goes out to you. I hope the end result is something you're happy with, Anas. And Star Trek Discovery has brought us so many fun things, like Lorcastration, Mikey Spock, sonar in space, and we're going to find out soon what new canon violation it's going to come up with in the next Short Trek. And I hope you enjoy it tonight if you're watching it the night a Star Trek Short Trek comes out. Of course, I would hope you watch this video before anything Star Trek Discovery, just to remind you what CBS had to do to get this series on the air. And I'd really love to hear an explanation. I'm not sure if we ever will someday, but there you have it. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. We normally recap live television right after it airs, and our schedule is at nerdrotic.com. We also have a Facebook group, the Nerdrotic Podcast Facebook group. We also have a Facebook page, the Nerdrotic Podcast. I'm also on Twitter. It's at nerdrotics. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/nerdrotic, and you will see the video going across here. And towards the end of it, you will see the stuff you get when you join. Whether you agree with me or disagree with me, whether you like this show or hate this show, I hope you all have a good day. May the small folks sing songs of your greatness.
NerdRotic.com. Please subscribe.